Welcome to the Evolving Accountant Podcast. We all know that some accountants can be boring, but definitely not this one. Why talk trial balances and P&L when we can get ripped jeans into the boardroom and hear business insights from people who have really walked the talk? Get ready. Here comes an all-new episode with your host, Darren Wingfield.
Good morning, Peter, and welcome to the show today. For our listeners out there, can you tell us a little bit about yourself, but more importantly, why you get out of bed in the morning?
To feed the family. I love what I do, Darren. I am the CEO at Synergy, which is a technology business based out of the northeast of England, albeit we deal nationally. Our main staffing are normally in our gated offices by the banks of the Tyne. And what gets me out of bed is to see my colleagues and create a great working environment for everybody and you know, bounce off them on a day-to-day basis, which of late has been more challenging because we're doing things over digital platforms to keep each other going. But obviously my business gets me out of bed, as does golf on a weekend. So there's a couple of reasons.
So the million-pound question then. How good a golfer have you? Are you? What's your handicap?
I'm down to 11, and you know, depending on the day or the wind or the circumstances, I can be as my best round this year is 2, and I probably don't know what my worst is, but I'll probably rip the card up. But
just wanted to, obviously you've just mentioned you're the CEO of Synergy now, but wanted to talk a little about what your career, your journey to date has been like, ultimately getting to where you are today.
Well, I started, I left school at 16, not very well educated, after that. But I always had an ambition to work in our family business. Father had a technology business, if you want to call it technology back then, but it was more an office equipment business that sold typewriters and more latterly word processors. The family have always been in technology and in this industry. So I used to find myself on weekends fixing manual typewriters and my electronic typewriter when I was sort of in my early teens. So it was always an ambition to go into the business. My dad always thought I was going to be an engineer till, you know, when I got to 16, 17, didn't want to go into that. I wanted to become a sales. So I entered the business in sales, and along with brother, who I worked alongside for many years. So we had a really good time in that business. We bought it off my father, ultimately, in Millennium. And then Mark and I built that business up once we bought my father out, made a couple of acquisitions around the northeast of England of some of our competitors who were back then Pegasus and Sage. That was one of our specialisms in accounting software back in the day. And then we got an opportunity to sell it in 2003 to Graham Wiley, who had just recently left Sage and was coming away from Sage was wanting to build a national player in the industry. We were very proud to be Graham's first acquisition, which became what was then Joynson's to TSG. I worked there for 10 years. Early on, I was the regional MD board member, and then I took a three-day week role for 7 years. Went back to what I do best, which is to get out and meet and greet people and do selling again. There was something, I lost something in my soul when I stopped selling. So I wanted to get back to that. And then in 2013, latter part of 2012, technology was changing, and could see that, you know, cloud and the emergence of cloud technologies was going to be the next new thing. And just at that stage in my career, I felt that this was the last time that I would have got the chance to get charge of my own destiny again. Made the brave move to walk out of a very successful career in TSG and start all over again. And we did that in early 2013, and here we are now as Synergy CEO. So yeah, it's been a long career in the industry.
Yeah, it definitely has. Wanting to talk a little bit about what Synergy does now. From your website, the first three words that jump out at you are empowering digital business. Linking it to one of the posts that you shared on the company LinkedIn page the other day, I thought was perfect timing. Obviously, I'm sat in one bedroom talking to someone else and working from another place. And what we've ultimately gone through in the last 6 months during the lockdown, with how Synergy has helped to support them businesses to make this digital transformation.
So we're a cloud first partner. What does that mean? I guess back in the day, you know, people used to buy file servers and have lots of flashing lights in the in a cupboard or under the desk, you know, and the norm for sort of 10, 15 years, really. But as I said, Microsoft have had a vision, as do other vendors, but predominantly Microsoft. We're a Microsoft Gold partner. And, you know, very much our direction of travel was to help people to migrate from that legacy technology to break the mold of 5-year server refresh cycles and capital expenditure, you know, spikes, and move them into the modern world. Pretty much that is Office 365 at the core, and then the surrounding ecosystem that surrounds it. So, you know, our business is broken down, if you like, into kind of 6 core practices, and each of them interweave with one another to deliver digital transformation for business. And people can start that journey at any stage. You know, somebody might want to change their accounting system away from an on-premise and into the cloud to gain agility. And so we have a Dynamics practice. Microsoft have an emerging technology called Microsoft Dynamics Business Central, Dynamics CRM, which historically were on-premise platforms. And they are now very much front and center, competing with the legacy products like Sage and Pegasus. And that's a practice which is growing really quickly in the last 24 months within Synergy. We have a BI practice. So a lot of businesses want to extract information and get a better feel for where they are in you know, with their business insights. And that data can come from multiple data sources. So we have a practice which is expert in Power BI and dashboard, you know, delivery and insight, which is, again, really, really important in this day and age. The other core areas of the business are collaboration. And that's kind of one of the biggest uptakes that we've had during COVID, is that our client base spanning, you know, from Aberdeen down to the west, to the south coast. You know, we've got customers, you know, all over the UK, and they all have the same challenge, or they've realized they've got a challenge, which is keeping people communicated, connected, keeping them knowledgeable, and you know, keeping news flowing, good news or bad news, whatever it might be, but keeping news flowing across their organizations. And of course, most of these organizations have sent people home. So how do we do that? And intranets and extranets have become an absolute necessity for businesses of all shapes and sizes. And that team within Synergy has probably been, you know, in equal measure to the automation business, has been, you know, the one that's had the biggest uptake in resource requirement. So we've continued to grow throughout COVID. We've not furloughed any staff. We've actually grown by 6 since March. And I guess that's testament to the products that we have in our stack and portfolio, that people need them. I touched there with on automation. Again, a lot of organizations had manual processes. They might have started once upon a time with a piece of paper or a spreadsheet that would be passed around an organization, whether by email or worse, into intrays for wet signatures. Well, of course, we can't do that anymore because we're not in the office. And so other processes needed to be created digitally. And we have tools from both Microsoft and Nintex, which allow us to build intelligent forms that can capture information and workflow it to line management for approval or rejection. And we've got a raft of organization, you know, 30, 40, 50 clients who use these platforms, and the adoption and further uptake in the last few months, again, has been incredible. And I guess that leaves us with the general Office 365 business. You know, a lot of businesses have just felt that they don't want to be on file servers anymore. They've struggled to get that their users sent home and connected through clunky VPNs and securing down access to people from home machines and non-business machines. And it's just, you know, been very difficult for a lot of organizations. And there's been a big requirement for people moving towards a modern cloud strategy. So all of those things combine to create a modern platform and foundation for any business of any size to be able to move into the modern world and you know, give their staff a modern infrastructure that they need and probably expect, you know, with the world is now with COVID.
Yeah. So just wanted to probe a couple of go back on a couple of them points. One of them that I think is probably really interesting, and probably the uptake I see or hear about it more and more, is obviously Power BI.
Yeah.
There's always been this phrase of real-time data or big data. Do you think this is the year where people are starting to value that data or them reports or them dashboards more than ever?
I think this year has shown a lot of weaknesses in businesses, and not just where the data is and how secure the data is and how they get at the data, you know, but I guess data can come from a number of locations. It could be some data could be on-premise on a CRM system. Other data might be on-premise on an accounting system. But then, you know, as time's gone on, other businesses have started to realize that data can come from cloud. So how do you mash all this data together and pull, you know, one meaningful dashboard for the business and whatever those KPIs and metrics might be? And Power BI is very much that platform. It can pull data sources from multiple locations and pull it together and give you really visual and meaningful information, so that businesses, even though they're not sitting in the same office or having board meetings together, you know, you can share that information and drill down into it, you know, with a click of a button and get down to the core data behind it. So yeah, BI is I guess it's always been a necessity for organizations, but I think just having people sent home and not having board packs and things created maybe has just, you know, made people more aware of how important data is and how accessible your data needs to be.
Yeah, you just mentioned that obviously everyone being sent home from work and some people adapt and embracing it, some still living in the dinosaur eras and stuff. What was sort of the time scale that we've gone, like you've gone through with your clients, or some that have on that day of lockdown sent everyone home, versus those that you've had to quickly bring into the 21st century? What's the last like few months been like for that sort of teamwork and continued collaboration?
Mixed, I guess, Darren. I think you've got clients who were already on the journey. You know, they were probably the lucky ones that they'd maybe had the foresight or requirement, you know, or the timing of a refresh was such that maybe they've gone on the cloud a couple of years ago. I mean, we've got some clients who've been on cloud 365 for 5 years, 6 years, you know, and they're well down their journey of adoption. But, you know, those who have got 365 and have maybe moved their mail across and then moved their documents and data across and then have maybe maybe hadn't used things like Teams, and Microsoft Teams has become hugely in demand, and we've got a huge amount surge of requests from our customers, existing and new, to ask, you know, for assistance on how to drive adoption on Teams, how to train people on Teams and how to use it. So one of the first things that Synergy did was to run free of charge sessions, adoption sessions. We recorded a whole load of video assets and training assets and shared that across client base and further afield through social media, just to give some, you know, information back to people free. You know, we're trying to prosper from that, but just to help people out during the most difficult times, because, you know, that Teams platform is so powerful. I mean, I know we're talking on Zoom now, but equally we could have been on Teams. The beauty of Teams is it keeps everything within the Microsoft estate. So, you know, sharing documents and collaborating on documents, opening up a document, Word document or a spreadsheet at the same time, and being able to both be in it and do things within it at the same time, you know, that kind of collaborative approach is available to us, and it's free of charge within that really, you know, competitively priced Microsoft 365 SKU that you buy monthly. You know, you couldn't have done this 5 years ago. It was, you know, the technology to buy servers to be able to do what we're doing now would have just been way beyond your average SME business. And yet every business now has the same power as a corporate who were probably spending millions of pounds on technology in years gone by. We've got the same platform. It's a level playing field for all businesses now, which is amazing, really.
For about a tenner a user a month.
Absolutely, yeah.
What's ultimately do you think's around the corner for yourself, for Synergy, and for ultimately all of the clients?
We're on a very, you know, rapid growth trajectory. We have been for 6 years, not just in terms of turnover, but people and customers. We've recently added a new practice division to the business, managed services. We used to outsource much of the legacy technology that was left behind. Often when people were moving to the cloud, they would move, you know, 80% of their estate to cloud platforms, but maybe 20% of those platforms would still need to be retained. It might be an old ERP system or a CAD design system or whatever. And it still had file servers that need to be maintained. Of course, there's always firewalls and switches and, you know, those kind of, you know, things to be maintained as well. And we outsourced that, and we felt that we were lots and lots of our customers were saying, look, you know, Peter, guys, we just want one call. We don't have to make two calls. We want one person to look after it all. You look after 80% of our stuff now. We don't want to have to have this incumbent supplier just to look after 20%. Can you not just do that? So we have built a managed services team, which is growing really, really rapidly. and had great success in the last 4 months. We've literally done that from February till now, in probably the most challenging times. But we've managed to do that and recruit people and migrate all of those customers that were in that hybrid position across to Synergy really successfully. So that will continue to grow. As well, I think all of the practice areas of the business, I can't see any let up in the demand. I think if you looked at the numbers of who have moved to cloud fully, it's still probably very low across the UK. So there's still much to do, and there's still, you know, lots of opportunity out there for us to keep growing, but growing in very, very specialized areas. You know, we've got very focused teams, with very, very lots of trains, and continually training the teams to stay abreast of technology and keep the cutting edge. And we give every one of our team members 2 days of, you know, CPD time every month to keep embraced and keep ahead of and learn, you know, so they don't have to do it in their own time. They can do it in Synergy time, which is a big commitment to the business, but it's really important. So constant growth and a continued growth, new areas, always looking at new technologies that are going to come in, help deliver businesses greater productivity. You know, things like robotic process automation is becoming a reality in business. I think, you know, people were saying, well, how would we use that? You know, maybe 3 or 4 years ago, as it was emerging technology, and people thought that was a bit sci-fi and you know, it would be, you know, not for general business. But there are applications now where, you know, if you do a mundane task, if you open up one spreadsheet and rekey things into another area or another database, you can plumb in that to be fully automated by robotic process. So it is, and that's not to remove people's roles or you know, to reduce workforce. We see it more as a case of making people do humane and jobs that are forward facing, you know, customer service facing, as opposed to just back office mundane tasks. And, you know, you can improve a business with the staff you've already got. You can grow the business with staff you've already got, rather than having to invest in administrative layers that are, you know, not needed when technology can do it for you.
Yeah, perfect. One thing that jumped out at me when you were talking there, Peter, is as a client, how do you see future planning for, let's say, the budget, typical accountant talking budgets and forecasts, when it looks to add IT spend? So if we rolled it back 5-6 years, you mentioned you would do a server refresh. Some people might have a couple of file servers, a print server, and a lot of networking equipment, and probably end up spending a large sum of money every 5 years and spread the costs out and then refresh it.
Yeah.
How do you see the future of spending and budgeting going for the average SME?
Into subscription, I think, in a nutshell. The days of spiky capital expenditure are gone. Are going. If there are SMEs out there who have still got file servers for mail and file and print, then, you know, they should be looking really at the more modern approach. Like I said, there are certain applications that still require some on-premise server. Whether that, when I say on-premise, that could be on your premises or a hosted data center to provide that service. But in the main, most software vendors are eager to have a cloud strategy to rewrite their platform into cloud. And if they don't, then somebody else will come along and take their lion's share away, their market share away from them. So I think, yeah, the businesses will have a much better future when it comes to budgeting. You can absolutely predict and budget when you know that X pounds per user per month approach. So you bring a member of staff in, you know it's going to cost, you know, maybe £10 for Office 365. It's going to cost you maybe a little bit more for some security, maybe it's EM&S and Intune, so you can lock down their information on their mobile devices. And then you might have a little bit more if you want to back that data up outside of the Microsoft estate. So, you know, you can very easily budget what the true monthly cost of having somebody in a seat in front of a computer is. You can even have technology, as in Microsoft laptops or whatever laptops, on subscription as well. So you don't even have to buy hardware these days. You can have subscription-based technology for 3 years. You just give it back, a bit like you do in a lease of a car. So you can very much predict what the true cost of a user is in technology now. And if that user leaves the business, The beauty is you turn it off and that cost stops. So if you have seasonal businesses, they can grow and shrink. Whereas in the old world, you would have to have matched the size of the workforce with Microsoft licensing and it would have stayed there. And even if you then reduced your staff, too late, you've already bought the licenses. So this subscription model is far more flexible and agile and predictable for business users. And it's offering, you know, so much more than the old licenses did. So much so Microsoft are making it ever so difficult to buy the old style licenses, and they're making it much more expensive. That you get penalized for wanting to buy SQL Server licenses for on-premises. You get penalized for buying Exchange CALs like you would in the old world. It's so much more cost-effective to buy things within the 365 estate.
So you mentioned a couple around SaaS or software as a service products. What's your thoughts or your current takings on, if we go down IaaS or infrastructure as a service on Microsoft Azure?
You've got to scope out and spec what the requirement is. It's a busy space. I mean, you know, you've got Microsoft Azure stack. You have other service providers in that space, you know, national and some local. You've got to make sure that the application is right for the environment in which you're going to put it. Some organizations would advocate that everything should go into hosted. We're not one of them. We believe that certain applications are still better placed to be on-premise. CAD applications, for instance, you know, if you've got drawing and designs and that kind of thing, the best place to serve that is from an on-premise file server environment. We've seen organizations try to achieve that through hosted environments pretty unsuccessfully, and it's been costly to put it in. It's even more costly to get it back out again. So I guess scoping the right platform for the application, for the users, to give the users the right, you know, service level is really important. And there's not a one size fits all. It's there's nothing wrong with a hybrid platform. Some might be in Azure, some might be in private data center, some might be in my Office 365 estate, and some might be on-premise. There's nothing wrong with that. It's horses for courses, and you've got to be able to look at it objectively and with an unbiased view and deliver what an end user wants to have.
Cool. Last couple of questions from me, Peter. So first one, what do you wish you had known when you'd started out all them years ago?
That I could have done it on my own earlier and being braver to have done it maybe a little bit earlier in my career. You know, I was always cocooned in a family business, and that obviously sometimes brought its challenges. You know, there was never a day off, you know, always working 24/7, 365, you know, Saturdays, Sundays, everything came back to work. Sunday lunch always came back to work. Christmas Day is always talking about work, you know. So I guess, you know, having that bravery to maybe break out and do my own thing earlier on in my career would have been, you know, would have been good. And that's not to take away from, you know, the love of the family and what we've done together. But yeah, just being able to, you know, prove myself that I could do it on my own with, you know, my own team, you know, Justin and Paul, who are my co-directors in Synergy now. We're doing great things together and really enjoying.
Perfect. So one of our core values is we love to learn. What I would like to know is how you learned. Sort of, do you have any one that you take advice from, or sort of you go to for recommended reading or videos or podcasts?
For all I'm in technology, Darren, I'm not a huge one for using podcasts or, you know, medias and that kind of thing. I guess I learn from as many people. I think my ears are always open. You know, I'm always interested to hear from people. I love going out and meeting new people and learning their experiences. You know, people who have built much more successful businesses than probably I ever will, and listen to how they've done it, and, you know, make sure that, you know, I can take a little bit from as many people as I can, you know, and you know, not try always think it's, I know how to do it myself. I think that's another thing that I learned, you know, starting a business again from scratch, that you have to lean on people, and other people have got far better ideas than you. So, you know, let them come forward and use them.
Nice. I like that. So final one, if anyone wanted to find out more about yourself or Synergy, what's the best place for them to find you?
That would probably be on the website, Darren, initially, or on a phone call. But our website address is www.teamsynergy.co.uk. Our office number is 0191 477-0365. I'm also on LinkedIn, so people would be able to find me on LinkedIn and connect to me and message me through that. And we'd obviously welcome any conversations with anybody who wants to take their business on a digital transformation journey.
Perfect. Thank you for your time today, Peter. It's been great talking, hearing all about yourself, your journey, and all the great things that Synergy is currently doing.
Thanks very much, Darren. Take care.
Thanks for listening to The Evolving Accountant. You can find out more and get show notes for this and all our other episodes at theevolvingaccountant.co.uk.